All the persons belonging to Jacob who came into Egypt, who were his own offspring, not including the wives of his sons, were 66 persons in all. The children of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt were 2. All the persons of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. Thank you, God, for these many years of loyalty and service. We're just getting the ball rolling on our 70th anniversary celebration and looking at Bible verses that have the number 70 in them. And we're going to be celebrating all year, not just one day, so get ready. The actual date of our anniversary, the day when the charter was closed, is October 23rd. The charter reads, "We, the undersigned members of the Christian Church, do hereby covenant together and pledge our loyalty and service for the purpose of establishing the first Christian church in Ruidoso. We pray God's blessings on our future efforts in helping to further God's kingdom in our community, and we rely on the powers of our Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to accomplish our undertaking. In witness herewith, we attach our signatures and testimony of our vows to God and to our fellow Christians." It's very interesting to read the names of the 40 people who signed the charter that created First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Ruidoso. Delana Clements, where's Delana? Delana Clements' name is on there. She's the only one that I know personally, but I've pored over the document with others of you, and you know many of the people on it, and you've shared stories and memories of them. The church started with a ragtag group of 12 people who called themselves the 12 Disciples. I wonder how they came up with that name. They met in the old Navajo Lodge in the River Run Room. They would gather to study or just talk. Sometimes one of them would preach. Sometimes a visiting preacher would come to deliver the message. When their number grew to 38, it became too crowded to continue meeting in the River Run Room, so they began meeting in homes. Then they decided to start working on plans to build a church. Joe Palmer donated land in the Gateway area, part of town that is still called Church Row. Jim French, a local architect, designed both the old and new churches. In less than a year, they added 2 classrooms, a fellowship hall, and a kitchen. In 1965, they enlarged the property to include a new parsonage and more parking. In 1973, they added a bedroom and a bath to the parsonage. In 1975, they built a new sanctuary and made an office and classrooms out of the old one. The small group journeyed faithfully together until they were able to create a home and a place to worship God. They were not unlike the family of Jacob, which started out small, but grew to 70 persons who subsequently went down to Egypt. This all happened after the famine began in Egypt and after Joseph's brothers, who had sold him into slavery in Egypt, discovered that the guy in charge of doling out food was their own brother they had given up for dead. They had even convinced their father, Jacob, that Joseph was dead. After Joseph revealed himself to them, he urged his brothers to bring their father to Egypt so their family could be all together again. So Jacob set out from Beersheba to reunite with Joseph. His other sons transported him, their little ones, and their wives in wagons Pharaoh had sent to them to use. They also took their livestock and the goods they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and they came into Egypt. Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, all his offspring he brought with him into Egypt, 70 persons altogether. We learned last week that the number 70 is rather holy and important. Give me a second. Okay, I'm getting all choked up. Okay. 7 is the number of completeness, and 10 is considered holy, as in the Ten Commandments. So 70, which is 7 times 10, is holy and complete. When Jacob's family arrived in Egypt and got Joseph back, they were complete, and they were God's chosen holy people. The Egyptians were at first excited to welcome Jacob's family into their land, but then they started growing and multiplying, and the Egyptians were afraid the Israelites would completely take over their land. So deviously and slyly, over several generations, they forced the Israelites into slavery. 430 years later, they were at last able to escape Egypt, led by Moses. By then, they had grown into a formidable population, 600,000 men from the initial count of 70. They marched together boldly into uncharted territory, relying on God to provide for and lead them. Of course, we know they often let their faith lapse, and they often complained to Moses about not having water or having manna, or even wanting to go back to Egypt where everything was safe and great and they had enough to eat. Although he was often frustrated with these whining people, Moses remained faithful to his God-given mission. And soon enough, the people came into the promised land. Although the people who had started out originally from Egypt never made it, as their generation died out after 40 years of wandering in the desert. Our founders were like the Israelites in that they boldly strode forward into uncharted territory with the audacious ambition of building a new church, relying on God to provide for and lead them. Our founders were also not unlike the first group of disciples that gathered after Jesus' ascension. From 12 ragtag adherents, they now had 10 times as many followers. How exciting to read all the names, all the men Jesus had called during his ministry, except, of course, for Judas Iscariot. Among their group were certain women, including Jesus' own mother Mary. How appropriate for her to be with them. She was really the one who got the ball rolling by agreeing to be the mother of the Messiah. This is the last time Mary is mentioned in the New Testament. While he hung upon the cross, Jesus had bequeathed her into the care of the disciple John, saying, "Woman, behold your son, and son, behold your mother." Undoubtedly, the other women present were the ones who had gone to the tomb on Easter morning to find Jesus' body gone. They were witnesses to his resurrection, then to his ascension, and now they were part of the called-out group that would help establish Christ's church on earth. We can still learn a lot from these spiritual ancestors, we claim. Did you hear what that verse from Acts said? All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer. They prayed for their meetings. They prayed for the return of the Lord. They prayed for each other. What better legacy for us to inherit than that all these continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, showing us how it's done. It's the best model we can claim, a model of ongoing prayer, seeking God, and doing God's will. In these early meetings of the First Christian Church Rio Doso, I'm sure there were plenty of prayers of discernment. Is this what God really would have us do? Prayers for guidance. God, show us where we can be most effective in promoting your kingdom. Show us where we can establish a church building. Prayers for strength. God, starting a new church is hard. Keep us faithful. Keep us focused. Prayers for courage and tenacity and open doors where this fledgling church could grow. We are in the very building of which they dreamed. We are in the very sanctuary they envisioned. We are counting. We are continuing the legacy they began. We are 70, the number of completion, but our work isn't over yet. We are 70, but that doesn't mean we get to dust our hands together and say, "Well, we made it. We're done. Yay, us." If anything, it means we have to keep praying, keep seeking God's guidance, and keep praying for strength and courage and tenacity. Starting a new church is exciting, but that excitement should never wear off. We should always be excited about sharing the good news and offering a place of worship and service and shelter to other people. Keeping a church going is hard work. Of course, over 70 years, there's been some faltering and finessing. It would be naive to say our founders never had any arguments or setbacks. In fact, the history says the church almost disbanded in the early 1970s. But they decided to work out the kinks, to keep on going in faith, and 50 years later, we're still here. Our numbers have dwindled, we have to admit that. But our faith should never dwindle or falter. Our belief that God will continue to lead us and bless us and increase our numbers should never be diminished. 38 faithful believers 70 years ago made a pact with one another and with God to build a church, to reach out to others, to be a faithful presence in this particular community at that particular time. They affirmed their trust in God to bless their efforts in helping to further his kingdom in our community. They affirmed their reliance on the powers of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to accomplish this ambitious undertaking. They worked hard. They prayed hard. They faced hard. Friends, we can't let them down. Those brave brothers and sisters started the ball rolling and then entrusted their work and witness to us. And they were praying for us too. We who are the future they dreamed of 70 years ago. May we continue to be like our Israelite ancestors, stepping out into the great unknown with a pillar of fire and cloud going before us, a cloud that reassured them of God's presence, of God's promise not to abandon them, but to bring them into the promised land. Let us lean on that presence and that promise. May we continue to be like the very first Christians who were brave enough to create a different kind of church, a church of welcome and renewal and service and love. From those small beginnings, 70 people traveling to Egypt, 120 people impassioned by their encounters with Jesus, 38 people in a back room, great things grew, thanks to God and to the people who devoted themselves, heart and soul and mind, to following and doing the will of God. Let us take their example to heart. Let us continue to travel, to meet, to ponder, to pray, to trust and obey. Here's to our next 70 years. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, God, that long, long ago, the foundations of faith were laid for us in the way Jacob heard your promise to be with him, to promote and protect him, in the way Jesus promised his followers to be with them always, in the way the newly formed church turned to you in prayer and eagerness and faith. We thank you for these brave seekers and sowers. We, their descendants, open ourselves, heart and soul and mind, to the great things you will do with us and for us and through us as we celebrate 70 years of loyalty and service. Amen.